This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, everybody. Good afternoon. Nice to have you with us on a bright, sunny Wednesday afternoon in the nation's capital and beyond. Perhaps beyond, depending on where you might be listening and whether you're listening live. As you can on the Team 980, on the radio, on the AM dial throughout the DMV, and anywhere on the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn. Yes, indeed. It is the Rooster with you. We are the only sports talk show in town right now because there's other stuff going on that we're not, quite honestly, trying to get you to listen to. We're trying to get you to listen to us. We'll have plenty of roster reaction to the Commanders in just a couple of moments. But I wanted to start off by remembering Rick Snyder, who unfortunately passed away yesterday. As many of you, I'm sure, have heard and seen by now, the team, the Washington Commanders, issuing a lovely statement. It's the third friend and colleague that has worked at this station or worked for the two stations in some way, shape, or form that has passed away this year, starting with Pete Medhurst in late January, John Feinstein over the summer, and now Rick Snyder. I don't mind telling you, as a human being, I am just destroyed emotionally, mentally. It sucks. It's awful. I feel so bad for them. I feel so bad for their families. I loved each and every one of them in different ways. And I've worked with and for Rick since 2012, like actually working for him. I've known him since 2009. I worked for him again since 2012 up until this very sad end. He worked for me for about a year and a half for SI.com under the Sports Illustrated umbrella, which he told me many times the reason why he did that was because his dream was always to work and have an SI byline. So in some weird shape or form, I guess, even though it wasn't Sports Illustrated magazine, and we all know where magazines have gone in the digital age, in some way, shape, or form, I helped him accomplish a dream. He mentioned that several times. He was very proud of that. And Rick had done everything. Think about it. Rick had worked anywhere and everywhere, from the Washington Times to the Washington Post, to here, to a multi-time author, just everywhere and anywhere that you could possibly imagine. And he would always tell me the reason why he was doing that was A, because I was running it, but B, because, and just as important, because it was the Sports Illustrated umbrella. And so we got to do that for about a year and a half. And that was great. Stressful, but great. During a very, very, very tough time in our world with COVID and all the Dan Snyder, Washington Post stuff and everything in between. After that, Rick came out with a couple more books. Presidential Pours, which I have in my backpack right now, which I had a drink to last night. His book, Non-Sports, Non-Commanders, although it had the word Commanders right on the front cover, which was ironic and interesting. His book, which again had nothing to do with sports, was such an interesting, fascinating project. And I grabbed it last night, you know, and I don't mind sharing with you that, you know, immediately a tear comes down your face. And there has been lots of that for me. I'm a very emotional guy. I cry when people win the Stanley Cup. When people that are friends of mine, colleagues of mine, bosses of mine, when they pass, and it was relatively sudden, you could imagine what that must be like. And I don't mind sharing that because that's real. On Monday, the day that Terry McLaurin agreed to a contract extension, I was with Grant Paulson on the way back from Baltimore. I think I may have mentioned Baltimore on the show. We were not allowed, and totally understandable, to say anything about Rick's status and Rick's health at the request of his family. He has two daughters. I believe it's five grandchildren, his wife, Lisa. They reached out to a group that was particularly close to Rick and conveyed that the doctors were perplexed as to why they could not get him to regain consciousness after almost 2 weeks. And the tone and the writing and the message was obviously ominous. And they said, you know, look, we don't want him to suffer and so on and so forth, and totally understandable. But if you want to come say goodbye, please come on Monday. And on Tuesday, he was going to begin basically, you know, a hospice care type situation. And so Grant and I went up there. John Keim went up there. I know Chuck Carroll, who used to work in media. Well, still works in media, but just kind of different media. He worked here for a little while. Went up there. And David Elfin went up there late last week. If you guys remember David Elfin, longtime scribe and whatnot, former president of the Pro Football Writers Association, all that. We all went up there and said our goodbyes to Rick, knowing that that would almost surely be, barring a miracle, the last time we saw Rick. And it was. And it was sad, and it was hard, and I told him I loved him. And, you know, damn straight, a couple of tears out of my eyes, and, you know, I had to kind of put it together to drive and walk out of his hospital room, his emergency triage room in the neuro whatever at UMBC. And, you know, we drove up there and then I had to come and do the show, and then I had to come and act happy. And if you know me, I mean, I put on as much of an act as I could. I wasn't allowed to say anything. I had just seen my friend, my colleague, my mentor for the last 14, 15 years, whatever it is, on basically life support, and it sucked. And then to get the word yesterday right after the show that Rick had passed, you know, it puts a finality to it. It puts a conclusion to it. But it's not the finality of the conclusion anybody wants. And I would just say this. You know, if anybody ever read Rick, whether it be in a newspaper column, whether it be on a website, whether it be on the Odyssey family of stations here, 106.7 The Fan, Team 980, our digital sites, SI.com, whatever. He was most recently with Yardbarker, whether you bought his books, you know, the 100 things Redskins fans should know and do before they die and all that stuff, presidential pours, all that, whether you did a history tour, because Rick did that as well. Hopefully, in some way, shape, or form, whether you watched Rick Snyder's Washington, you know, Give Me 2 Minutes, whether you watched him eat pizza and review pizza much better than dopey Dave Portnoy, whatever you did, I hope you got some satisfaction, some ability to understand what Rick Snyder was all about. He was in some ways very simplistic, in some ways very complex. He was an old school journalist, right? He could be grumpy. If he didn't like you, he wasn't going to fake it. But if he liked you, Rick was always going to support you and stand by you and bend your ear about something or give you advice about something. And certainly if you asked. And as I remarked on Twitter this morning, I hope his family knows, and I think they do, how many people he touched, how many people he helped. I know they know the John Kimes, the Dave Elfins, the Grant Paulsons, the Chris Russells, the Chuck Harrells, many others. But what they probably don't know is the lesser known and the younger people, and whether they're, you know, just online or not, whatever. The people, many people behind the scenes that they might not have heard of, that Rick helped and Rick gave advice to and Rick tutored. And Rick was there to return a call or a text or a DM or an email or whatever. You know, I don't want to bring everybody down, but like I said, and like I opened up the show, my former partner, Pete, passed away unexpectedly in January. It was the week of the NFC Championship game. I remember that pretty vividly. John Feinstein, obviously, in the summer. And now Rick, here in late August, just as Commander season is hitting a crescendo, or preseason, I should say. And we've lost three giants in the Washington, D.C. sports media industry. Three giants. Three guys that meant a lot to me. And three guys that meant a lot, I presume and I hope, to a lot of you. You know, we'll never be the same. A lot of us are getting to an age where, unfortunately, this is a normal course of life. You never want it to be, but it is. I don't know who's next. I don't want to think of who's next. But I know there will be a next. I don't know when. I don't know how. I don't know who. I wouldn't wish it on anybody. But I ask you, you know, if you're the praying type, to say a prayer for Rick and his family. If you're a non-praying type, but you have a heart and you keep people in your good thoughts and wishes and think about them, please do. If you knew Rick, interacted with Rick, what have you, have a piece of pizza. Have a cocktail. And salute to Rick. Because that was one thing he passionately wrote about, as I mentioned. And that was one thing, pizza, that he was stone cold passionate about. He loved his pizza. So have a slice and have a cocktail in honor of the late, great Rick Snyder. And if the big man up in the sky, if there is one, is looking to put together a 3-on-3 media team, man, if I got a threesome for you. Pete Medhurst, John Feinstein, Rick Snyder. May they all rest in peace. May we all be continuously inspired by their legacy and their contributions to us individually and as a whole. And may we always remember the impact that they all made. And I'll remember them. I'll think about them all the time. This is unfortunately the latest one. And we hope that we can represent their legacy and their hard work in as best fashion as we can. If you want to share some thoughts and some memories of Rick Snyder, if he touched you in any way, please do so. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Or you can tweet me, as many of you have. And I appreciate all the kind words. At WrestleMania 621. That's at WrestleMania 621. No funeral arrangements have been made yet, so I don't have that information. So respectfully, you know, I ask that you understand that, you know, if I'm allowed to, I will release that information. If I'm not allowed to, I'm not allowed to. You know, I don't just do things recklessly without permission. So, all right. We love you, Rick. And we'll miss you. Thank you for the impact that you made on me, on these two radio stations, on our websites, on so many colleagues at Commanders Park and the formerly Redskins Park. And I'll miss seeing you on game day. I'll miss seeing you at training camp practices. And I'll miss, you know, having breakfast with you. We love you. And thanks for, you know, everything that you did. Rest in peace, Rick Snyder. When we come back, you know, we have a sports show to do. And we will do our very best to do it and talk about ultimately the shaping of the 53-man roster from yesterday, which we had a lot of information, but we didn't have it all. We'll start to knock that down next. 301-230-0980 on the Team 980, and we're streaming live on the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, everybody, welcome back. 25 minutes after the hour. So, listen, I hated to open up the show on such a downer, but, I mean, life does not give you the opportunity to always be happy and to always have things the way you want, as everybody knows. You know, I appreciate all the nice words. Just got a couple of texts, from important people that were listening, and I appreciate all that, and very much appreciate everybody that, you know, has reached out, and this is not about me by any means. Yes, I lost a friend, a mentor, a colleague, a boss, but Rick's family lost a dad, a husband, a grandfather. And that's most important. The best way to honor him, I think, would be to, you know, if you don't drink alcohol or whatever, and Rick wasn't a big drinker by any means. He just wrote, the book I was referring to, amongst other books. But it was such a unique title and project, and I know he's very proud of it. On Presidential Pours, if you can go out and get any of his books, to support him and his legacy. And, if you can go out and get a digital subscription to Command Post Magazine, which, I've worked for 13 years, whatever it is, you know, please do so. If you can have a piece of pizza tonight in honor of Rick, and, you know, if he touched you in any way, do that. Do that. You know, somewhere, somehow, Rick would appreciate that. You know, so just keep his family in good thoughts. And, you know, if you're the praying type, say a prayer. And just remember the indelible impact that he made individually. And, you know, not to put everybody in the same basket, but, you know, how hard of a year 2025 has been, you know, for those of us that work every day in the media and know these people individually and work side by side with them for as long as we do, you know, to lose Pete, to lose John Feinstein, and now to lose Rick Snyder, you know, in basically a 9-month span, as you can imagine, it is gut-wrenching. You know, if you can have a little decency and a little humanity, if we make a mistake, if we say something you don't like, which happens all the time, you know, a little bit of decency is, you know, and mercy is maybe what we're asking for, or what I'm asking for. I don't want to speak for anybody else. And, you know, we'll move on. We'll always remember Rick. If you want to share some memories, go right ahead. 301-230-0980. All right. So, I mean, obviously this is a sports show and the Nationals are playing right now. So, you know, we're here for you as I believe the only, you know, option in town right now. And, you know, I wanted to react to what we found out yesterday, most of which we did, but the Commanders made all their cuts. The most controversial ones, if you could call them controversial, and I don't know if you can, maybe a little bit surprising, but somewhat controversial. Kazmir Allen, Ja'Cory Brooks, Cleveland Farrell, Jalen Holmes. You want to throw in Cole Turner? Okay. You want to throw in, I don't know, Sam Hartman? All right. We opened up the show talking about Sam Hartman yesterday. Sam is going to be lucky here. You know, as soon as I see the the practice squad names, you know, we'll get them for you. I don't know if any of that has leaked out yet. You know, I was driving around dealing with my car stuff this morning, all throughout PG County, and it was quite the mess. So, you know, we'll get them for you as soon as we can. I don't think there was anybody that got whacked yesterday that I went, huh? What? How could we do that? How could that happen? Whereas usually we get that. Usually we get a situation where there's at least one big time head scratching move. Right? And I don't think there was one. We even specifically went and talked about Ja'Cory Brooks yesterday, right? He had like 10 catches for 90 yards, had the one touchdown. He was fine. He was good. He wasn't like great, great, great as some people were trying to make him out to be. He was fine. He was maybe good, but I can't get worked up over Ja'Cory Brooks. I really can't. And we did the show yesterday and Monday, and we did the show late last week specifically about Luke McCaffrey for about an hour or maybe a little bit more than an hour, and we said thought Luke McCaffrey would make the roster, should make the roster, and the only question that we had was whether there would be five or six receivers, and it would depend on Terry McLaurin's situation, which we know we got cleared up on Monday, and it would depend on Noah Brown's injury. And that would be the only way that, in my opinion, that they would take six. Otherwise, it would probably be five. If the Terry situation wasn't solved, which it is, and if the Noah Brown situation didn't have clarity, which I think it does. So they took five receivers, McLaurin, Brown, Debo, Luke McCaffrey, and Jalen Lane. And for people, if they want to, you know, if they want to sit here and make a big deal out of Ja'Cory Brooks because he scored a preseason touchdown against the Patriots, please give me a break. I mean, you know, there's no offense. There's 100 Ja'Cory Brookses. I mean, maybe he can help somebody. Maybe he can continue to develop. We'll see. But there's 100 Ja'Cory Brookses. I mean, I'm not going to make that mistake, as I may have in the past, overrating people just based on what we see in practice, based on what we see in games. Because coaches are looking for things that we simply cannot see. And they see things we cannot see. And that's probably why Luke McCaffrey, in addition to where he was drafted, in addition to something that people don't want to talk about for whatever reason, and that was being a pretty good kick returner down the stretch last year, in addition to not being a receiver for more than 3 years, and in lieu of what his name is, that's why Luke McCaffrey made the roster. Not because of his name, but because he's still developing as a receiver. He's still learning how to play that position. Not just on the NFL level, the position. He was a quarterback. Yes, he's got the bloodlines. Yes, he's got the name. But let's not act like Luke McCaffrey only made this roster because he's Ed McCaffrey's son and Christian McCaffrey's brother. And because Adam Peters is close to the family. Let's not act like that is completely the case. Now, is there a shred of truth to that? Sure. It helps. Bloodlines help. Relationships help. Gives you the benefit of the doubt. But the notion that Luke McCaffrey is only on this roster ahead of Ja'Cory Brooks because of that is absurd. I'll come back with more on that. Plus, we have some details on who is coming to, reportedly, the Commanders practice squad, which we'll give you right here, right now, on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. All right, according to Ben Standig of his own Substack and Last Man Standing, and of course you hear regularly here on the Team 980, Sam Hartman is indeed re-signing to the Commanders practice squad as well. Cornerback Carlin Vigors. Those are the only two names early on here in the process as teams had until 1 o'clock to make claims and for players to clear the practice squad there. All right, so we have that. Elsewhere around the world of sports, you have Micah Parsons still not practicing for the Dallas Cowboys with their season opener, rather, in Philadelphia a week and one day away. But there is big news elsewhere, and that is Rashee Rice has accepted a 6-game suspension by the NFL to start the year instead of waiting for his disciplinary hearing at the end of September. That means he'll be eligible to return on October the 19th against the Raiders, and also he'll be eligible to play against the Commanders on Monday Night Football at the end of October, which he wasn't going to be under the original situation. As well, the Ravens making Kyle Hamilton a very rich man, a four-year, $100.4 million extension. The Nationals are underway in New York in the Bronx, looking to avoid the sweep. They trail 1-0 in the bottom of the second to the New York Yankees. And that's what's trending.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, so again, some people are upset that Luke McCaffrey made the roster, and I don't want to say it's widespread, over Ja'Cory Brooks. Look, if that's you, that's fine. You have a right to that opinion. I think you're wrong, but you have a right to that opinion. Again, not to be dismissive, but I think there's 100 Ja'Cory Brookses. I really do. There's a report. I don't know who's got it. I didn't see Ben with it, but somebody tweeted that Brooks is on the initial practice squad, which, again, doesn't surprise me. He should be if he cleared waivers. I don't have confirmation of that. We told you what Ben reported, Carlin Vigors and Sam Hartman. Again, Sam Hartman, that's another case of everybody's like, well, why is Sam Hartman on the practice squad? I hate to be the only one that tells you, like, the reality is the reason why he's on the practice squad is because he's the only one that knows the system. He's the only one that knows the system, guys, period. He's been here for a year and a half in this system. That's it. That's the only reason. It has nothing to do with being Jaden Daniels' buddy. It has nothing to do with his beard. It has nothing to do with being sexy for the ladies. It has nothing to do with any of that. Don't be that silly. And it just ties back into the things you hear about McCaffrey and his name and that being the only reason why he's on the roster. No, that's not the case. That's not true. Not in any way, shape, or form. I mean, again, does that factor in? Does that give him the benefit of the doubt? Yes. But let's be smarter than that. The reason why he's on the roster is because he just started playing receiver 3 years ago. He was open a bunch in the first half of last year. They didn't get him the ball. He made the one big fourth down catch against Cincinnati in Monday Night Football, and he was a pretty good kick returner down the stretch. I mean, let's not act like Luke McCaffrey's career is over and like we're too good for Luke McCaffrey. What are we talking about here? Let's be honest. I mean, listen, I understand he had an underwhelming training camp. I understand he basically like caught the ball on Saturday and fell down. I got it. I understand that. I understand all of it. I get it. McCaffrey had 5 catches, 5 targets, 23 yards, a long of 11. Okay, so there was one where he didn't fall down on. But, I mean, basically it was like catch and fall forward, right? I get it. I think that was his only 5 catches in the preseason. I got it. But you know what he didn't do in the preseason and what he's probably going to do? Maybe on September the 7th against the Giants is kick return. They're not putting Jalen Lane on kick return, punt return, and asking him to be essentially a top receiver. Not maybe a starting receiver, because it'll depend on package and it'll depend on Noah Brown. And maybe when we get to September 7th, Noah Brown will be fine and Luke McCaffrey won't even be active. We'll see. We'll see if they activate 5 receivers. We'll see if they only activate 4 receivers on game day. We'll see. But the notion that Luke McCaffrey is only on the roster because of his last name is ridiculous. The notion that Sam Hartman is now on the practice squad because he's Jaden's best friend or because he's got a sexy beard and all the ladies love him and all of us guys are jealous of him, you know, some of the stuff that I see gets kicked up is ridiculous. And I'm not saying everybody thinks that. I'm just saying I hear about it a lot. I see it a lot. Where? When? It's just out there. It's easy to find. But that's not why Sam Hartman's back on the practice squad. And it's also why it's not because of his talent. As you know, he is not very good. Quite honestly, kind of lousy, but he knows the system. He knows the system. And when it comes to McCaffrey versus Ja'Cory Brooks, yes, Ja'Cory Brooks had 7 targets, 4 catches, 24 yards the other day. I think, again, we did the numbers yesterday, 10 catches for 90 yards and a touchdown in the preseason. Again, guys, just because a guy flashes, that doesn't mean he makes the roster. That's what Ja'Cory Brooks did. He flashed. He wasn't as great as you were hearing. I mean, I was at most of the practices, not all, and he flashed. He was not consistently great, at least in my eyes. He flashed. And that's okay. He's still a young player, still developing, still learning. It's all right. It's fine. It's good. But let's not act like the Commanders did something nefarious here and took a guy solely and strictly because of his bloodlines or because of his last name? Because I've heard that way too much from people that should know better. Way too much. Recently, within the last week or so, way too much. Again, does it factor in? Does it give you a benefit of the doubt? Sure. Does it guarantee you and lock you up a spot? Absolutely not. In no way, shape, or form. So those were kind of the two, I guess, bigger deals, if you will. And again, Hartman reportedly back on the practice squad. So is Vigors. We'll check during the break what's his name? Who was I just talking about? My goodness, my brain. Ja'Cory Brooks, sorry. We will check on him. We'll get you any updated information we can on the show. If you want to hop in, 301-230-0980. But, you know, cutting Cleveland Farrell yesterday, not really a surprise. Cutting Jalen Holmes yesterday, a mild surprise? Maybe? Maybe? Cutting Ja'Cory Brooks yesterday, again, a mild to moderate surprise. Keeping Eddie Goldman, I think, was a mild surprise. A lot of people had him off. Keeping Javonte Jean-Baptiste was a moderate surprise. He's been banged up a lot. Keeping seven linebackers. Now, again, Von Miller is classified as a linebacker, even though he's not truly a linebacker, was a surprise. The report of trying to trade Noah Igbinoghene was a little bit of a surprise. They did not, and they kept him, but that doesn't mean he's going to be here long. Keeping five safeties was not a surprise. Keeping only eight defensive linemen was a little bit of a surprise for me. And especially, again, Goldman and Jean-Baptiste. Now, Cleveland Farrell, I was out on last year. I thought he was going to get cut last year, and instead he made the roster. And, you know, he played okay, nothing special. And then they re-signed him. But then they cut him this year. Keeping nine offensive linemen, not a surprise. Four tight ends, not a surprise. Five receivers, again, with the Terry and Noah Brown situations mostly or fully cleared up, depending on who we're talking about, not a surprise. Keeping four running backs, not a surprise. Keeping three quarterbacks, not a surprise. I mean, you could make the argument they didn't need Josh Johnson, but how do you go forward without Josh Johnson, with Marcus Mariota having basically missed all of camp again? How do you do that? You can't. You don't. Only dumb teams do that. This organization, this front office, you don't have to agree with everything, but they ain't dumb. All right, 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Your thoughts on the roster, if you want to chime in on the life and the legacy of our friend Rick Snyder, please do so. Maybe you can have a slice of pizza today for lunch or tonight for dinner. In honor of Rick, that was his meal of choice. That was what he celebrated. That was important to him. I'd do anything to have another slice with my guy. Right here on the Team 980, we're streaming live on the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn. Stay with us. All right, wrapping up hour number one. Again, we know Sam Harden, we know Garland Vigors, trying to track down some other names that have reportedly been brought back to the Commanders practice squad. Just hang tight. We'll bring you as many names as we can. Coming up in hour number two, we got to get into Terry McLaurin's contract numbers and what they might mean. And also, oh yeah, I heard this on the way. Driving all around, and I mean my GPS, I don't know what it was doing, but it wrapped me around everywhere to Prince George's County Police Department headquarters and district court this morning trying to deal with this fiasco of my stolen car. And I mean fiasco, a complete fiasco. And I'm still not even close to being done. Got to go back to Landover after the show to do more. But whatever. I heard And I didn't think this last night because I was just thinking about Rick and that was all I really cared about. Taylor Heinicke was released by the Chargers. I did see that. And then there was the march, the inevitable march by some in the Heinicke hive. Like our girl Dr. Sabah, trying to get Taylor Heinicke back here to Washington. Now listen, if you told me, hey, Taylor Heinicke for Sam Hartman, I might be willing to do that. Even though Heinicke doesn't know the system. I might be willing to do that. If you told me Heinicke over Josh Johnson, not that interested. What about you? 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. And on this Wednesday in which we remember the life and the legacy of one of our own, Rick Snyder, we also keep in mind and think about the people in Minneapolis. Tragic shooting, another just absolutely senseless, awful tragedy this morning in which two children are reported to be dead and 17 other people injured at a Catholic mass and a Catholic school. Just, you know, again, can't say it anymore. We have to do something, and we do absolutely nothing. Absolutely nothing but just political rhetoric. And until we do something with chops, it's never going to stop. All right, your calls coming up. Taylor Heinicke, do you want him back? We'll dig into Terry McLaurin's numbers, and then I got a couple of other things that we want to get to all before 4 o'clock. And I see the living legend, the DOC in the house. Wow. Wow, you know. You know it's a special day. You know it's a special day when we are all graced with the presence of the good doctor. On the Team 980, streaming live on the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.